Hey, it's Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. Facebook, Twitter, eCademy, LinkedIn, you've probably heard about all of these social networking sites, but have you actually created a profile on any of them yet? Many aspects of our lives these days, from finding healthcare information to getting traffic and weather updates, have migrated to the world of the internet. The same thing is happening in networking, and it's not really surprising. After all, the internet is definitely one of the fastest ways to exponentially increase your visibility to hundreds, if not thousands, of people, for whatever purpose. From a business perspective, going online takes your company instantly into the international arena. Suddenly, you and your business become accessible worldwide 24/7, 365 days of the year. I already have a website. Why do I need to go on Facebook? You might say. Well, the internet has created powerful new ways for people to contact each other. Since these social networks are successful at bringing people together, why not consider using the same system to bring business professionals together? You could design and expand your network, form partnerships, increase visibility, and dramatically increase your network diversity. Now, this strategy is not going to be for everyone. It's not enough to just join and get your name on a membership list. You have to be willing to invest the time into building relationships with other members of whichever online community you become involved in order to turn contacts into connections. Be active in the community. Post topics on threads that deal with your area of expertise. Respond to postings on other threads where appropriate. The more you are seen, the more you interact with people on the site, the more visibility you will gain. Never forget, however, that effective networking depends on strong, lasting relationships with trusted business professionals. The contacts you make through social networking will not be terribly valuable unless you establish trust, respect, and friendship. Therefore, just like in face-to-face networking, never try to sell your product or service in an online networking community. Networking is about building good relationships, even online, not about selling. Thanks for listening, and to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collective, H-E-R-D.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett, bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.